We all know vampire novels are big these days, but on this Halloween, we present one with a few twists. For one thing, part of the book takes place in 19th century Portsmouth, and the lead vampire is named for the colonial governor of New Hampshire. The book is called The Vampire Benning Wentworth, and I'm joined now by the author, Paul Jessup. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you.
It's important to note that the title vampire in the book is not the Benning Wentworth who served as colonial governor, but a nephew named for him. Still, what was it that made you think vampire and then think Benning Wentworth?
Well, there were a couple things. First, the setting is ideal. A seaport in New England where a vampire has business to do. What better place than a charming, sometimes mystical place as Portsmouth to have a vampire novel? I wanted to base the story using some level of New England history and folklore. So needless to say, Benning Wentworth played a huge role in the development of the state, and he was a rather ruthless businessman. He was a very talented administrator. He was also a ruthless politician. He was an incredible entrepreneur when there were no rules of any kind. So the main character, the vampire, is a nephew of the colonial governor. However, there is a twist at the very end of the novel where the colonial governor himself makes an appearance.
You mentioned that what better place than Portsmouth to set a vampire novel. And you lived here for some time. Had you always thought that this might be a perfect setting for a vampire novel?
Portsmouth is filled with so many stories and legends about ghosts. It's filled with legends and stories about witches. I had the privilege of living in Portsmouth for about 10 years, and I actually used to do a column for the Portsmouth Herald called Legend and Lore, and it pulled in local history. And one of the things that I tried to do with my column was actually geared toward children, but I found that mainly adults read it, is to show the relevance of history to the present, that these are timeless lessons. These are not just names. These are people who have stories, who endure challenges, not unlike the challenges we deal with today, despite our technology. Having lived there and always been fascinated by, I suppose, the macabre, the supernatural, and getting into the rich folklore and the personalities of Portsmouth, it just lent itself to a vampire novel.
The vampire Benning Wentworth, the nephew, starts the book in a sort of a spiritual crisis. You are, among other things, an ordained priest with a seminary degree. Is a book like this, say, the Gothic extension of ministry, or is it just some fun in your spare time? Maybe both.
I wanted to tell a good story, and I wanted it to be entertaining, but there's also a commentary here weaved in it. There's a commentary about greed. Benning Wentworth is a banker, and as a Luciferian or a son of Satan, he heads up a coven of devils, and they're all bankers. I also take issue with corporate religion and religious hierarchy. It's a story about awakening and awakening to purpose and relevance. Benning has to learn that he's not going to receive the approval of his father, in part because his father, Satan, Lucifer, is a wounded, damaged spiritual creature. And the novel discusses one of Benning's roles is either to bring about the second coming of fire or to help stop the second coming of fire. The second coming of fire is about the spiritual unity of humankind with both itself and its creator, a universal consciousness for humanity.
Never let it be said that nothing happens on New Hampshire's seacoast. Paul, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Paul Jessup is a former resident of Portsmouth, an ordained Orthodox priest, and author of the book The Vampire Benning Wentworth. You'll find a link to information about the book at nhpr.org.